With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Well, very nice weather for today and Saturday. Lots of sunshine, low humidity. There'll be clouds around from time to time. But overall, I think you'll enjoy it. About 80 degrees, 60s at night. Sunday, a warm front will approach in the morning with showers and thunderstorms. Then it gets hazy and humid midday with additional showers and thunderstorms late in the day. They will continue into Sunday night and early Monday, before things turn partly cloudy and very warm for the last week of July. Okay, so it's hurricane season, and I'm just back from Cape Cod, and that forces me to talk about evacuation routes. Only way in and out of Cape Cod, Sagamore and Bourne Bridges. That's problem number one. Problem number two, one-lane roadways through many of the towns. With our technology today, a hurricane would never really sneak up on Cape Cod, but it can do a couple of things that would make it a disaster in the making. Okay, let's look at it this way. When was the last hurricane for Cape Cod? It was Bob in 1991, 30 years ago. So they are overdue. If a hurricane would intensify quickly when approaching or pick up forward speed, it could greatly interfere with any kind of evacuation plan. Such problems could also exist for the East End. So what can be done? If a tropical storm or hurricane looks like it will be a direct threat, evacuation has to start early. Not many people want to leave their homes one day in advance, but that may be the safest thing to do. If it doesn't hit, nothing lost. If it does hit, nothing lost, including lives. I know it will cost plenty of money, but single-lane roadways should be widened now before it's too late. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.